At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack. Y'all ready for a chat? Because our snack right now is in the fridge right now.
It's getting a little chilled.
She's getting chilled. I'm so excited. We're not going to spill the beans on what it is yet.
Not yet.
But just
know. But after the break.
After the break. But also just know it's 3 a.m. and I'm feeling severely dehydrated.
3 a.m.?
You haven't seen that meme?
No.
It's 3 a.m. right now and I'm feeling severely dehydrated. The girls know. Don't you worry. The girls know. Okay. The girls know
so
that.
So remember you sent that to me? And I just thought, like, you thought that at 3 a.m. You're just feeling severely dehydrated.
No.
And for some reason decided to, like, now to, like, do something about it, I guess.
There's a video of this girl making it. She goes, I woke up. Everyone does ASMR.
Pull it up.
Everyone does ASMR while making it. She goes, I'm feeling severely dehydrated. Let's make some. And then she makes it. Anyway, it's crazy. Funny you said that. I was literally looking for the original while I was at the grocery store. Couldn't find the original anymore.
Really?
I don't know, but everyone makes jokes about her. Mm. Hey, Maria. How old are we?
Oh, what? Bitch, repeat what you just said. I know what you said, but like, why are you saying that? Hey, Maria. Hey, me. Like, that's what it's talking
about. Hey, Maria. How's your
week? You're doing it again. How was your week?
How was your week?
My week was pretty good. Oh my gosh, I went to a party yesterday. I always blank out, and I literally just now blanked out, but I remembered something.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh my gosh, I know, I showed you some of it. Yes, I had called him, but then I hang it up because like the stuff was starting up again, like the dancing event that they were about to do. And I was like, oh shit, so I hang it up on you. But then you called me back, but I guess I answered. When you call me back. And
she
then
did.
I realized.
And then
you stayed around for a good bit of it. What did you think?
First of all, it was really nice. Like, right? The dancers were nice. But they were singing Lana, like, it was a Lana song,
yes,
playing, right?
And will you
she was
love
dancing.
Me?
And no one around Maria, not one person, was singing.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, I've got my red dress! And
was I really yelling it?
Literally, all three people that were in front of me went.
Really?
And I just wish I would have gotten on video because I was giggling to myself. I've got my red dress on!
Don't tell me I did that. I was 3 marks in, girl.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God, I'm appalled now. I didn't know that at all. Don't tell me that. Oh my God. Don't tell me.
Turned around. So
that was my family.
There
oh
was
my
a
God.
Girl and there was a man.
Don't tell me, please. I don't want to know who. I want to be oblivious.
It was so funny, and I was giggling the whole time. And every single time,
I mean, obviously, I knew I was singing. I wasn't like that drunk, but I didn't think it was like loud like that.
And
oh
it made me
God.
Giggle because no one else.
And here
was
I thought no one else noticed because like the music was so loud too. It was that loud.
Listen,
I'm appalled.
It was literally.
And here I thought I held myself good.
Just staring at
I was,
it.
I'm appalled now.
It was
now
so
I'm appalled.
Funny. It was, I thought you knew.
No, I mean, I knew I was singing, yes, but like that loud? That the people in front of, I mean, like, I knew I was singing. Like, I thought it was like a, I got my red dress on tonight type vibe. Not,
I got my red dress on Lily, you're appalled?
Bitch, I'm appalled!
They were appalled.
I bet they were appalled. Oh my I know they were, because my friend's so judgmental. Which, I mean, obviously, there I get it. Like, a little cute vest happening, and then someone just yells at.
I wish you could have seen their face.
I'm glad I didn't, but now I know. Now I know, and I don't like that I know.
I loved it. It was so gorgeous from what I saw. And then they even invited me over, but I could not attend because I was... Yeah. Very high when I was asked. Oh, and I was just like sitting on my front porch watching it thunderstorm, like, should I go? I really thought about it. I was like, what if I just get in the car and go? But then I was like, I'm really high, maybe I shouldn't. And
yeah, like, no. You gotta choose safety first.
Maybe it's not the best idea for me to be driving right now. I loved it, but I'm just
thinking about what you just told me, girl. I can't believe that.
I've been waiting for this.
Like, I'm embarrassed right now. Oh my god.
I've got my address!
Ah! Oh my god, I can't believe it was... I just can't believe it was that loud that they turned around. Oh my god, and I didn't even notice. Oh, oblivious.
I know. Yeah, because you were...
Oh my god, stop. Anyway, I don't want to relive it more than I already am.
How else was your week?
Oh my gosh. I went on a date with a guy earlier this week. I went on a date with a guy earlier this week. I wanted to tell you this. It was pretty good. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like most of my dates are always, like, pretty good. But, like, you know me. I was like...
Do you fall in love?
I never feel anything after. Oh. I'm like, oh, I want to see them. Like, the date was so good. Like, I remember talking to you about it, like, the next day still. But, like, I already dropped him. You want to know something? You want to know something? This has nothing to do with the reason why I dropped him. But it's just something that he reminded me of. You know the villain from The Lorax? Kind of looks like him. He kind of looks like him. He was really nice, though.
The one that, like, the guy who started off really nice and then he created the Thied and then he became evil? You talking about that one?
I just know it's the villain. I don't know his whole, like, plot story.
In The Lorax?
Girl, I've seen the movie, like, once or twice. What? I love
The Lorax. The one that creates the Thied.
I just know it's the villain. The little short one.
The Lorax?
No, the Lorax is orange.
Imagine you're like...
Bruh, let me pull it up.
You're like, yeah, it's the Lorax. He went on a date with a guy who's like this tall. Literally, he is a shorty.
He is a shorty because... Not these heels, but my other heels are like this. You know what I'm talking about?
Show the class.
Well, I'll show them the heel. That's the heel.
So I hope you're going
to... Anyways. Show
them dogs.
Yeah, they're not gonna get that for free.
I'm trying to.
But anyways, let me pull up the guy. He literally looked just like him. But the reason I was showing him my heel, because like I was taller than him with the heels on, which honestly didn't bother me, but like maybe it's only a little bit. But I just wanted to mention that.
Just a little bit.
So you know who I'm talking about. Okay. Laura.
What was it? Are you talking about the guy who sells air?
Yes.
Oh, the guy who sells.
Even they know. Oh, even oh, in hair. Google, large oh. villain.
Him. Okay, I didn't know if you were talking about him or if you were talking about the guy who created the Thied.
No. He's a tall one, right?
Yeah,
I thought he was cute. He's a
tall, hot one. Yeah, yeah. No, okay.
I thought he was cute.
Well, if he looks like that, then I would have cut him off, too.
No,
show me a picture.
No, he looks better. Like,
I love his profile.
Like, face better, but it's, like, the hair and then also, like, from how short he was. And also, he's, like, pretty, like, buffy. He's giving that. He was pretty cute.
I would have walked up to him, saw him on the day, and be like, actually...
No way!
This isn't gonna work out.
No. But technically, I was there early. I'm never early, girl. You know
I know, me. She's never early.
But I was early. Okay, where is he? Oh, he's here. Okay.
I hope he's cute. I'm excited.
I think he's cute. I love
judging boys.
That's why...
One of my favorites.
I
want
to date with him, because I think he's cute. Where is it?
What's his name? Put him on blast.
Maybe he unadded me.
Oh!
He's not here in my chats anymore.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I did... No, yeah, he's definitely not here anymore, girl.
Okay, there are some cute ones in here. Why did you stop talking to some of them? For fun.
I just don't want to talk to them anymore. You know me. I'm a ghoster. Yeah, but I've gotten better at not ghosting, though. Like, I don't know why. Like, usually it never bothered me before, like, ghosting someone, especially after a date, never really bothered me. But then, I don't know, as of recently, like, this guy I'm talking about now and the one before, I did let them know, like, after date, like, yeah... Didn't feel it.
I usually ghost.
I do ghost the ones like I haven't gone on dates with. I don't know. I just been feeling differently about it. It's like, you know.
I usually ghost, but sometimes like I accidentally get men talking to me for like months on end, and I'm just like.
And it's like, see, and that's what happened to me, and it's like a pen pal, and it's like also I kind of feel like it is worse like later on if I do ghost them later, because it's like I just focused on for so long.
feel like there's a few men that I feel like I'm going to have to tell.
Yeah.
When I cut them off, because it's just been too long now. Mm-hmm. And I hate having that conversation because it's so...
I mean, it's definitely awkward. I mean, even though I was doing it over text, it took me like a moment because I was like, I also like don't want to do it. But then it was like I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was like I know I'm going to end up doing it. So I might as well just like push myself now to do it. Instead of waiting. Especially because I waited like 2 days, the second day after the date. Usually, so I finally texted him.
Usually I just like slowly and slowly become more dry until the point where I just don't have a text anymore. And then they're like, what happened to us? And I'm like, don't know. Mm-mm. You stopped texting me. And they're like, no. And I'm like,
I mean, yeah. But like, I'm already kind of like a bad texter. As I recently noticed. Because this guy also called me out on that.
Recently noticed. Even though I called her out. We have a TikTok on our account.
I mean, like, I know even before, like, I wasn't, like, the best at responding, but, like, I didn't think I was, like, terrible. Like, I didn't realize it was this bad, honestly, until this guy.
That's crazy. Literally, like, a year ago, there's a TikTok of me being like, I'll send you paragraphs, and you'll respond with, okay, that's cool.
No, that's a bad conversation. I mean...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like, well, also that sometimes, like, I will respond like that, but, like, that's something I feel like I haven't fixed, honestly. I feel like I fixed that. I feel like I... delve more in, because I don't feel like I have that problem with conversations when I'm talking to guys. I feel like more like the length. You think I do that even with you still?
Yeah.
Really? This news to me now. Also, I thought I was better. Show me some proof, girl.
That's the problem with all the messages. Girl, on. I will pull it up.
Like, listen, I will still sometimes respond like that because. Yeah, I haven't asked you to
do. Yeah, that's another thing. Allison Maria, let's just show the class. Let's just show the class how long these messages are. And then I'll get silence. I'll get literally
scattered. When was it? 12.
Oh, yeah. Almost 2 hours ago. And I was talking about the food that I was making because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it.
I'm putting something that made
me, I need you to know, I sat in my living room and laughed at this message for like 5 minutes. That made me laugh so hard.
Go, because that was so funny to me. I was like, pink soup.
Literally, like, what are you talking about?
See, I am so... I didn't mean to. Okay, that's because I didn't mean to call you. So, like, I was just straight to the point there. Okay, yeah, me too. Oh, but that's also because I was going to triple text you. But you had it texted me before I could. Triple text, yeah. See? Timeline lines up.
Oh, yeah, this man today
was yeah! I'm sorry, you reminded me of something. But you talk about your man, and then I'll talk about that. No,
he was just like... Okay, one of my biggest things that I'm proud of is that I do think I'm, like, pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I
think you're funny. You make me laugh.
I really enjoy the fact that I have comedy in my bones.
Yeah, your bones.
And this man loves to joke around and say that I'm not funny.
He's not funny then.
And I will say, I don't find that joke fucking funny here.
Yeah.
Funny. And then today he goes, and that's why Maria's the funny one. And he goes, and objectively, if I'm being honest, she is hot. And I said,
I think that's also crazy to say, especially because, like, he's talking to you. So it's like.
And he goes, but you're hot too. And I said,
no, fucking, like, but you're hot too. I think that's crazy.
I was like, okay.
Have you heard of, like, what's it called? I recently saw it on TikTok. What people, because you know how people always give me something a name? I forgot what they were calling it, but it was like, it's just like pretty much when you're like mean to someone that you're like supposedly like, but it's like you're just being mean. I forgot what people were
saying. That made me want to cut
off. That is a specific word. No, yeah, you should. Because I know apparently like a lot of guys will do that towards women. Like, they'll just be like so fucking mean to them. And then later on it's like, I liked you. Like, that was me flirting. It's like, you're just being mean to me. You're just being rude and disrespectful. Like, literally, what are you talking about?
Taking the thing that I'm most proud of about myself, the one thing that I genuinely enjoy the most about myself, I'm just...
just throw it to the ground, stomping on it, taking a big shit on it.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
I have my skin as soft and supple as she is. She's pretty thick. And so, like, it doesn't really bother me because I've kind of been through a lot worse. But I'm just still like, oh my God, are you for real?
I think that's crazy to say.
It doesn't make me feel like I'm not funny. Uh-huh. It just makes me feel like, why are you saying that to me?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you even say that? Anyway. Like, what was the point of saying that? That's just rude. It's not even funny. It's just rude and disrespectful.
That's why I texted you today. And I was like, he said that you're hot and you're funnier.
And I was gagged.
But anyway.
And I was like, really?
But anyway, also this week, I already told Maria the story, but let me go ahead and get into it with the podcast, because everyone deserves to hear this story, because this was such a crazy fucking story. This was so fucking crazy. Okay, so there's this guy from, I went to high school with him, I hooked up with him once, right? He's straight.
I know you're talking about.
He texted me, he's been texting me on and off for years. I usually just, like, ignore, when I was in a relationship, I would literally show the messages to who I was dating, and then we would laugh about it, we'd have a good giggle, right? But then I decided, I was like, you know, fuck, I'm just gonna go hook up with him, right? I'm just gonna go hook up with him, because, you know, it's been, like, 2 months since my tight hole got
since I've gone to Pound Town.
Since I've taken a little road trip to Pound Town, if you will. And so I go over there, and he just keeps going, I'm so nervous. I'm like, what are you nervous about? Like, we've already done this before. Yeah, the first time he didn't finish and kicked me out of his house. But, like, we're both, like, adults now. So, like, obviously we should know what we're both doing. So I'm sitting on the couch, we're talking, and I'm like, hello, who's calling him? And so he looks and he goes, oh no. And I was like, what? He goes, my girlfriend's calling me. Sorry? I'm sorry? You're who? And so he picks up the phone. Hey, baby. He puts her on speaker. So now I get to hear.
Yeah.
I get to hear her talking, I get to hear him talking, and he moved couch, he's sitting away from me, so now I'm just sitting on the couch, literally. You know that picture of Tiffany New York Pollard where she's in the bed with the sunglasses on?
Like, yeah.
That's how I found that moment. But also, like, they're on FaceTime, and she, I love you so much. He goes, I love you too. And she goes, to be loved is to be one. He goes, to be known. And I was like, and then she goes,
I love you, hell day, bitch. I feel like I would have gasped or something. No, I would.
And then she goes, I've just been feeling so nervous lately. I don't know what it is. And I was like, oh my God.
Girl, you know what it is.
I was gagged. I was sitting there with my mouth. I was literally giggling to myself because I was so uncomfortable and nervous. But, like, it was also, like, the most interesting thing to happen to me all week. Yeah. And then they were sitting there. And, you know, like, when, like, a couple gets into a fight, at least this is how it was with me and my ex-boyfriend, when we get into a fight, the, like, week after, we'd always be, like, extra lovey-dovey to each other. And that's the vibe that I was getting, was that they were just out of an argument. And so I asked. I said, did y'all just fight? And it turns out, yes, they did. They did get into a fight the previous week. But he's been texting me for a while, and apparently he's had this girlfriend for... He goes, I really want to marry her. And I said, I was like, so why are you doing this, right? Yeah. I was like, because, like, I mean, listen, the door was open. The home was already broken into. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm going to do what I want to do, you know? So, but I, you know, I'm still curious. I was like, why are you doing it? He was like, she's saving herself for marriage. And okay. I just don't think I can handle it anymore. And I said, okay.
But also, it's like, he chose Uber, so it's like...
That's what I'm saying!
What are you talking about?
So we got down to business. Bitch, I will never fault someone for not lasting a long time, because I get it, but it's way too tight. It's, like, way too tight. It's way too tight. So, it was literally, like, 2.5 minutes of the whole thing. And then he goes, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. He goes, you're bleeding. And I said, huh? It wasn't a lot of blood. He was being really fucking dramatic. And then I leave his house, and the way I had to park, it was like a long fucking driveway, and I had to park on the side. It was a whole thing. I was sneaking in, basically. And so he gets in the car with me, and I really regret that. I should have done that. That was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, that was
and I
was it.
Like, first of all, the worst thing I've ever done? Crazy.
Wait, the phone.
Oh, it's just a percentage.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like, and then he started crying, and I was like,
oh my god, really?
Yeah, and I was like,
oh my god.
And so I guess
it's a little remorse, but like,
I get to the front of the driveway, and I'm like, okay, goodbye. And then he texts, and he goes, yeah, I guess I have to go think.
Yeah, like, he's definitely got a lot to figure out, fucking for
like,
sure.
I was like, Jesus Christ. I was just like, just don't think too hard. And then I left. Mm-hmm. And then he texted me. I texted him, I got home, because he told me to. And he texted me, he goes, good, I'm going to unadd you now. And I said,
alrighty.
And I was literally like, okay, see you in like a month, because you'll probably add me again, asking me to... Mm-hmm. Come get your cock wet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, ain't no way he's just gonna, like, leave. Like, come on. He's definitely got a lot to figure it out within himself.
I know. It was just so crazy.
I don't see him lasting that girl. It'll definitely not be, like, a good, like, situation.
I don't see him lasting with that girl either. I hate to say it.
Dang. It's facts, though.
Facts are facts.
It sounded like facts.
Facts are facts! I hate to say it. And then, okay, I just wanted to talk about this just real quick, because it really pissed me off. I was at the grocery store picking up the stuff for our snack. The man that was working, I've never seen someone so fucking slow at doing their job. And I'm just like, I'm never going to be impatient with a person. I'm never going to be mad with a person for, like, going slow at their job. So, obviously, I didn't, like, say anything to him about being slow. But, like, Jesus Christ. But it was annoying. Yeah. It was. Oh my god! Can you move me? And the woman in front of, like, there's a woman in front of me, and he was just taking so long. I was like, oh my god, I was really trying to, I didn't, like, you know, obviously, I was just so annoyed, because it was, like, so annoying.
No, that's not what it means. It definitely is annoying.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I was in that line for like 10 minutes.
No, yeah.
For what fucking reason? Mm-hmm. She had like 6 items, and I had like, I went to the grocery store, got the stuff for the snack, and I left, and I went back in because I forgot a few things. So I went in there, and I had 2 things to scan, and she had like 6. When I was a cashier, the 2 people, like me and her, will have taken like 3 minutes to get through. Why was I in that line for 10?
That's like, crazy.
I was so angry. Mm-mm. But I was really trying to be fine.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of something actually that happened to me earlier this week. Okay. I think I was like, I actually came off as like mean to one of these, to one of the cashiers over at a Dollar Tree. Because I was at Dollar Tree because I had to get a gift bag for the, so I can put the gift in. Obviously, that was going to the party I was going to today. And then, what?
I was just listening.
Okay. It's just you turned and you went.
Yeah, I just realized that.
And
like,
I was like, what is he on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I realized, like, what you're looking at, and it, like, looks kind of, like.
Looks kind of what?
Looks kind of fucking crazy and weird. I was like, what? Like, I look, this, you're staring at me.
No, I'm looking through your eyes, because you're looking at
while
me.
While I'm pure yellow, and have.
Bro, with these sunglasses, you're not yellow. You're. But anyways. So in a Dollar Tree, I was getting a gift bag so I could put the present in the gift bag, obviously. And again, that was like the only item I had. And then, now you flipping them over.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, and the line was long as fuck, but like it was only one girl. Like she was the only person I saw.
That's
honestly
what Dollar Tree always is, and it like pisses me off.
She was like the only person there, but like I was saying anything. Like obviously, I saw the fucking line, and I'm like. Like, I'm still gonna get in it. Like, I'm gonna buy what I'm gonna buy. And I didn't really care. But, like, I guess, like, I had a bitch face. Because, like, I know some people have told me that. Like, since I look like I'm mad. Some people even told me I look like I'm sad. And I'm like, I don't know.
Y'all gotta see Maria at work.
But anyways. No way! Don't tell me I look like that. When people tell me I look like that, I'm like, really? Is that me?
One of our coworkers was like, I'm scared of Maria. And I was like.
That part! What?
I was literally like.
Scared is crazy.
See, it made me laugh so hard.
It's made me laugh. Like, what are you guys seeing? What is my face giving to all of you? But I also heard sad. Anyways.
Carl.
Anyways. The line is long as fuck, but, like, I'm chilling, you know? And I guess I had that face on because I remember she, like, looks at me, like, directly at me. And she says, sorry about the long line. And I'm like, oh no, it's fine, like you're good, because I'm like, I don't, like, I'm, like, I don't really care, you know, and I'm like, no, you're fine, you're good. But then after that, like, after every, like, little, like, I guess, like, inconvenience she was having, she kept looking at me, like, at one point, she's like, sorry, I'm out of pennies. I'm like, it's cool.
I don't take
like, it. I was like, I'm not mad. Like, I was trying to make it seem like I'm not mad, because I was like, damn, like, is my face really giving that?
I'm not mad.
Like, I'm really not mad. But then, yeah, I just thought it was, like, kind of funny.
I worked the other day.
I just want to mention it.
You know those, like, fucking Christians that will, like, those religious people that will give you, like, the pamphlets, or, like, they'll look at you and go, this is a goodness test, will you pass?
Some that hasn't happened to me often.
Oh,
I can't even remember the last time it even happened to me. But I remember the one time it did happen to me, and I just kind of took it because I didn't realize what she even said to me.
This made me smile.
I just wanted to look at it.
This made me smile, and it made me so proud of myself the other day. This woman, she's in the drive-thru, and I, you know, we're talking, and as she's about to leave, she goes, I have a goodness test for you. Are you going to pass it by taking it? And I went, no, thank you. And she went, what? I went, no, thank you. I don't want it. Like, thank you, but I'm okay.
See, that doesn't really happen to me often. I can't even think about the last time it happened to me.
She was so gagged. Mm-hmm. Like, her face
was... I bet she was.
She was so... No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. She was like, I'm good.
Yeah, no. It was like, I literally was like, I'm okay. Thank you. I don't want that. I don't want... Imagine. I just... That would have been so funny, bitch. But anyway, it was just too much. I just, like, I love... It made me so happy that I did that.
No, yeah, I get what
you mean. I fucking hate those fucking pamphlet thing. We've talked about it on here so many times.
Or when they put it in a tip jar instead of a tip, it's like, bro.
I'm like, are you for real?
You don't need all that.
I really...
That one annoys me.
That, like, one don't pay my bills.
What are you talking about?
Literally, it doesn't pay my bills.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
Like, get out of here.
I just don't...
Literally, get out of here.
Let me fucking leave! Also, I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little bit frustrated. I have a little bit of frustration in my body at this moment.
Yeah?
Okay, so at the current moment, I'm working on 3 YouTube videos at the exact same time, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not a big deal. It's kind of fun. I'm having a great time. But 2 of them are high videos a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, yeah, okay. 2 of them are high videos, basically, mm-hmm. right? Tell me why. I just, like, I always talk about, like, Brittany Broski being my inspiration and everything. Tell me why, after I started filming those 2 videos, she released 2 high videos now. Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Y'all think alike.
Now it's literally gonna look like I'm just copying her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, like, I swear!
Just think alike!
I swear I started them a while ago! It was just so frustrating, because now I'm gonna be like, you copied. And I'm like, I did.
No, now they know, though.
I did copy! I was watching her YouTube video, and I was like, wait. That like a day ago, and she's high in it. Now I scroll back, and there's one from like a month ago, and she's like doing things high, and I'm like, mm-hmm. You can't. But yeah. I did.
Gonna say, I know when we did the New Perspective song by Panic at the Disco, remember when we did a TikTok to that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, literally, like, a few days after that, like, everyone was doing TikToks to that song, and I'm thinking to myself, well, like, we made it popular. Weird. Like, obviously, it probably wasn't us, but I think it was like Jake Weber, who started, like, using it a lot.
That one dance, the third rest in a circle dance, the third rest in a circle. I didn't see anyone doing that. And then once we posted, I saw everyone doing it.
Which dance?
The third rest in a circle. The do. I still remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Oh, really?
I really didn't see no one doing it. And then we posted it. And then, like, a week later, I was seeing everyone do it. And I was like.
Really? No, I saw people doing that one.
Oh my god.
Because we got different For You pages.
Yes, we do. Oh my god. Okay, I gotta put my glasses on. Mama can't see.
Yeah, put them on.
You know, are you ready for a little break?
Yeah.
Or do you
want to take a break?
Do you have anything else you want to say before we go on a break and get spooky?
Just show me. Yeah.
Okay,
we're gonna get a little scary. Because we're gonna tell them our costumes.
Oh yeah! Okay, well, we can go ahead and tell you our costumes. So, today's theme, obviously, is Halloween in July. I know, like, usually, like, it's like Christmas in July, but Murray had the idea of doing Halloween in July, which I am obsessed with. So I dressed up as a minion. I'm a minion,
and then I'm just an FBI agent. Mine's kind of lame.
Do you want to share with the
class? I'm gonna tell them. Yeah. Oh no! I didn't do the same, but I'm gonna tell you guys what my original costume was gonna be. I wanted to be Mr. Worldwide, but then I went to the beauty supply store, and they didn't have any hair cops, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to be late, so let me just drive over to his house. And then, now he's trying to blame his costume on me!
No,
okay. I originally told him, I'm not gonna tell you my costume, but I want to be something funny. And then he's like, I want to be something scary, and I'm like, okay, that's cool, because, like, I want to be different vibes. I don't even remember specifically telling
you. No,
that.
You didn't say, and I yes, want to be different
like,
vibes.
Like, I was like, no, because I remember when you were like, no, listen, then the, hold on. And then you're like, no, I want to be something funny too. And I'm like, no, you should stick to scary. Like, scary is yours. Like, I was telling you to stick to the skeleton too. Don't even lie. I was trying to get you to stick with that skeleton. But he wanted to come to funny also. And now he's a minion. That's and now he wants to pin it on me.
That's not what happened.
At least one was interesting though. Because, like, look at me. I could have been Mr. Worldwide.
That's not all what happened.
Yes, it is, basically.
What happened was, she said, I'm not going to tell you my costume.
Oh, I will say I did want him to be Vector, but he chose this. And that's what he's going to bring up.
I'm not going to tell you my costume, but what I will tell you is that I'm going to be bald. And I said, oh my God, that's such a fun idea. And she goes, you should be Vector. And I said, no, I don't want to be Vector. I get that all the time. I get that such a good costume. I don't want to be Vector. And she was like, oh, well, I have a dance that we can do. And if I'm bald, I can be Gru and you can be Vector. And I said, oh my God, I'll just be a minion.
Well, we're still going to dance. And I just said, we'll have a dance we could do that I think would be really funny if I was Gru and you were Vector.
And I said,
that's what I said.
I said, I'll be a minion. And she was like, you know, that sounds great. That sounds great, but like...
Well, yeah, because I'm not going to tell you, no, don't be a minion. You can be whatever you want, girl. Although I want him to be a skeleton. Because he said skeleton originally.
I did say I was going to be a skeleton originally. I was like, I really want to be Uki and Spooky. And then she said she was going to be funny. I was like, oh, well, then should I be funny?
Exactly, he changed his mind.
I said, should you I be funny?
Change your mind.
I did. I can... Mm-hmm. I'm a man. I can admit that. Yeah,
you
that
own
I
up to
man.
What you
did. I own up to that.
Yes.
But now it's your turn.
To what?
To own up to.
To tell you that I decided... I didn't even not, decide to not be bald.
To own up to not gap. Telling you.
I just didn't... To be honest with you, I don't see why should I have even told you. Because I didn't even tell you my original costume in the beginning. So it's like, why would I tell you, oh, I'm not going to be bald anymore?
Because then that ruined the TikTok.
No, because, like, we're still going to make the... The TikTok has something to do with the costume, though. That's also, like, what I'm saying. Like, the dance... We're still going to do the dance no matter what. Because... I'll just say what dance is. It's the Megan Thee Stallion dance that's going around right now.
I literally saved that one.
I love that song so much. I'm like, I want to do the dance. I just thought it would be funny, since I'm already going to be bald, I could also like cosplay as Gru for that TikTok, and you could be Vector, because that's what I wanted. That's one thing I didn't want. But it just didn't happen. I didn't really feel like I needed to tell you, though, because like I said, like we were going to...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do that dance no matter what. I just thought it would give some... comedic humor.
I have one really hard dance I'm excited to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we take a break?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now that things have been cleared up. And y'all let us know. Should I have told him? Because honestly, I really don't feel like I should have. That's just my thing. Whose side are you on? The minions or the FBI?
The minion or the FBI.
Look at that booty though.
I know. She looks good. I don't think she looks that good.
No, your butt looks good.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick little break.
Ooh. Are you scared?
Are y'all scared right now?
Because this is scary looking delicious. Scary. I don't know. I was trying to come up with a good rhyme.
We have huacha, and yeah. I am so excited to try it.
Okay. Getting some ASMR. Put that microphone near here. Come on now. That sounds good. How does that sound to y'all?
That sounds like my pussy, honestly. Yeah.
That's why he came in 2 minutes.
That's why I came. Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, I'm gonna get mandarin and a strawberry for sure.
Like, bitch, I'm getting a pineapple and a strawberry. Oh, are you ready? Cheers. That's just what I needed.
That's good. What is it? Tell them. Tell the people. What did you make?
So, I know everyone can make their huacha differently. Mm. This is, are you done? I'm just kidding.
This, that's so good.
This is bananas, this is green apples, this is strawberries. I really wanted watermelon in it, but I went to the grocery store. I don't know why there was no pre-cut up fruit at all.
Really?
At all.
Wow.
I know, I was gagged. Usually there always is. Sorry, this is bananas, green apples, strawberries, mandarin oranges, pineapple, and that's all the fruit, and then It's strawberry milk with Sprite on top, I mean with Sprite, and then there's also a drizzle of honey. What?
Nothing. Just keep going, nothing.
There's a drizzle of honey and a drizzle of caramel that I put in it. So what the fuck was that? What was all that face for? What?
I don't know why. The thought just, like, randomly popped in my head, like, this is so germy. We just don't. We would have had our own bowls.
Well,
I don't know. I just, like, deeply thought into it. But then I was like, well, I've drinking, like, after a straw from him, you know.
But do you want to, like, switch into two separate bowls now?
No, I mean, we're already this far in. I don't know. I just, like, really thought into it, I guess.
We only took it 2 bites.
No, I'm taking more.
Oh, well, I've only taken 2 bites.
I haven't munched it in these mini outfits. It's good. Like, this is a 10 out of 10. Like, definitely do it again.
Have you got any mango?
Oh, yeah.
I've been kind of.
I love it. The mango, the pineapple. So good.
I'm trying to get fruit. But all kind of seem like they, like, kind of go together. Like, if there was, like, a juice made out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like
literally, like, all fruits.
I know. What?
It was, like, all fruits.
We know how, like, some fruits go together.
Yeah, but you said, like, if there's a juice after it. Like, every fruit has a juice.
No, I meant, like, if they blended this into, like, a smoothie, it would be still good.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I see that banana. Oh, I see you.
I have been avoiding the bananas. I just, like, don't want a banana right now.
I wish I knew that you didn't like bananas that much.
No, I like bananas. I just, like, don't want one. Mm. I'm just, like, have to be in a mood for it. Try it. Let's see. Ooh, banana with strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Not really the biggest fan of that combo, not gonna lie.
I'm also very, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very happy because there's some leftover Sprite, and so that means that's I get good. To have it.
I don't know, I feel like strawberry and banana combos, you can always just taste the banana a lot. It's just, like, so, like, strong.
So banana.
Shut up.
What would you rate Huacha on a scale of 1 to 10?
God, I said 10. I love this. This is so good. I highly recommend doing it again because this is delicious.
Are you feeling refreshed?
Yes.
This is honestly exactly what we needed.
This also would also be, like, a good, like, high snack. And I feel like it's, like, kind of healthy.
I would...
Kind of. I mean, I know it's actually strawberry milk, you said. Yeah. Like, Sprite. But it's, like, real.
Also, like, can we talk about how, like, inexpensive this was to make?
Mm-hmm.
I went to the store, and I probably only spent, like, on just this, I probably only spent, like,
$15.
Yeah. On just the stuff to make this.
So you'd make it again? I feel like I would make this.
I don't know if I'll make it again.
Really? I feel like if I'm in the mood for it, I would definitely make it again.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like I would definitely make this again. It's a real big portion, though. But I would definitely make it again.
I don't know if I'd make it again.
Really?
Sorry. Oh, wait. You know what I've noticed?
You just want to do bananas. That's just me.
Oh?
I just want to let that be known. Like, I would make it again, but, like, probably about the banana.
Here we go. We go again.
I'm just letting people know.
Bringing up the banana. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. It's just, like, I didn't know.
I mean, I like bananas.
No, yeah, I get it. It's just, like, you hate me.
No.
I will say, there are different shapes of the banana. It's like there are different shapes of banana cut in here, so you might not... It's, like, it's not just the cylinders.
Mm.
I try to give different variety of all the shapes of all the different fruit, besides the pineapple. I'm not gonna lie, it's canned pineapple. Hope you don't mind.
It's so good, girl. I don't care.
No, I know it is good.
Listen, girl, as long as it's good, I get no complaints.
Oh. And in the liquid, there's pineapple juice.
Mm.
I forgot I put some of the pineapple juice in there.
To get some zazz.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I could drink pineapple juice. I don't understand, like, I get what?
Nothing. Girl, nothing. Just keep eating. keep talking. What are you going to say?
I don't remember.
What do you mean?
Now you threw me off. Because now, what is the problem?
There's no problem. If I don't say anything, there's no problem, girl. There's no problem. I'm just in my head.
Take the bite.
I will take the bite. I can't because you got me yapping.
Oh my god. I love pineapple anyway. That's all I was just saying. I love pineapple.
I love mangoes. Mangoes and pineapple.
I really made sure I got the mangoes for you. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry, honey. I made sure I got those.
So pineapple's your number one?
What?
I feel like pineapple's like my number two.
For my
like
fruit?
Oh. Oh my gosh. Let's rate. Your top five fruits.
Top five fruits?
Number one. Obviously, you already know what number one is. Five's okay. Like, you know.
Okay, number one's best?
Yeah, five you go first. Worst?
Okay.
Or should I throw out a fruit? Should I throw out some fruits and just name it? Or do you want to just give out your order?
Throw out some fruits and I'm going to
rank them. Okay, let's go blueberries.
Fucking 10. Ew.
10. No, it's 1 through 5.
Fucking 5. Ew, I fucking hate blueberries.
Oh my god. I like them. I give them a 5, though. I will say. They're on my 5. Because sometimes they're like a hit or miss. Like, it's not sweet, you know? But you don't like them, so I guess you don't even know.
The fucking textures, I can't. The texture throws me off.
I hate when it's soggy. I will say that. I hate when it's soggy. Anyways, okay, strawberries.
I love strawberries. I don't really eat them as often.
I love strawberries.
But, so I'd give strawberries like,
They're number 3 for me. In my ring.
See, sometimes I see we are like this. Yeah. I was going to say 3. Okay. I was going to say 3.
Okay. So then, okay, pineapple.
Number 1.
That's number 2 for me.
I fucking love pineapple.
Okay, mangoes. 1 for me.
2? I love mangoes.
Oh, okay, and then, okay, what's another fruit?
Banana.
I was about to say bananas. Okay, bananas. Number 4. That's my last rating.
It's also my last rating.
Okay, so like, what's our ratings? Well, yeah, so we can give it to them in whole. My number 1 was mango, pineapple, banana. What's the number 4?
Nope.
No.
Mango, pineapple, strawberry, banana.
Oh, strawberries, blueberry. Banana, blueberries. Yeah, forgot all about
the. We said all the fruits in the bowl besides the apple.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, what do you want from me?
And my ranking was basically the same thing, just flipped the banana and the mango.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
The pineapple and the mango. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, imagine banana being your number one favorite fruit. Sorry, me just like literally hating on all the banana lovers. Ew!
It's like kind of like a bland taste, kind of.
I ate the other half. It was like,
have you seen, right? It's kind of like it's like the beige food.
It's
like, it's not bad, it's not terrible.
It's so beige,
but it's just beige, you know. I was gonna say, have you seen stretchy fruit? That's scary.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What?
Stretchy fruit. Apparently, like,
I've seen it on TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, like they're like doing stuff to like the food, which also we already know because I've also have like seen.
That doesn't look like a beautiful bite.
That looks so good. Oh, tripping all over me, huh?
Yeah, look excited. Okay. Look at this beautiful bite.
I was gonna say, there's been like articles that have said that like apparently like there have been plastics found in food, and you literally the other day with like the raspberry pearls, you said there was like actual plastic in there.
I need to talk about this.
That's crazy.
Okay,
you could sue.
I don't know if I
you
want.
You could be rich.
I don't know if I want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Ew. I saw your spit just projectile. It just was, like, disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You were saying?
I don't know if I want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it, I guess, since you already brought it up.
Talk about it.
The pearls that we have at work, they used to be really, really good. I put, like, so many in my cup before I went home yesterday. Literally, like this much. It was, like, a Trenton. It was, like, this much.
Never mind. I don't do that much.
I love the pearls. It was, like, this much. So, I'm driving home, and I'm sucking on them. And literally, every time I, like, got a mouthful of pearls, I'd, like, there'd be, like, 3, 4, or 5 hard pieces of, like, I don't want to say plastic. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna say it was something hard and white.
White?
Yeah. I mean, I see the picture. It was really hard and it was really white. And so I started to get... This is so not...
Sorry, what? You're not grabby.
I don't...
I coughed away from it. You spat. I saw that.
Sorry.
Bitch, just... I thought I saw something run across from us. Run across just now. That scared me.
Was there?
I don't know, but like, I thought I saw that.
Anyway, I just found really hard... I just found really... Something hard and white. Are you...
I want to see how long you let me do that while you talk. Then all you'll see is just me...
I found something hard and white in my... Are you done?
Yeah, I don't want it anymore. What? I don't want it anymore.
You don't got to tell me twice.
Okay, well, keep going.
Oh, it was just, like, hard and white in my bubble pearls. It was really weird. I started to, like, take them out of my mouth.
You should chug it.
Should I?
You should chug it.
Okay.
Guys, should we chug it? Yes. They can't even... Their response doesn't matter, honestly.
That's the whole point of the story, anyway.
Chug. Look at him go, y'all. He's drinking all the juice. I know that juice is good. The juice is so good.
Do you want to try some?
No.
I do not. You know what's weird, though?
What? What's weird? What's odd? Peculiar? Girl, say something!
You know what I taste the most in the juice?
What?
Banana.
Bananas is so powerful. Like... And strawberry banana, like, stuff, like, specifically smoothies, you can always taste the banana more. Even in that pastry, if you know that TikTok, where, like, I say bananas in a weird way, apparently Nathaniel says, I taste more of the banana in that pastry than the caramel I had. And I was surprised. You clown me on it, but I was surprised how powerful it was.
I missed that.
I wasn't a big fan of it, as you already knew.
Every time we go to Barnes, I'm like...
Oh my god, the other day we went to Barnes & Noble, they had the best cookie. Literally, it was like heaven in my mouth. It was like maple bacon something, right? Mm-hmm. And usually I'm like, not gravitated towards those like bacon stuff, because like, I don't know, it's never been like my thing, even the ones I have tried. Like, it's good, but it's not like my thing. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I decided not to get the cookie, but Nathaniel ended up getting it, and I was like, give me a bite, I'll give you a bite of one of my cookies. And he gives me some, and oh my god, it was so good. I didn't go back to get more, but like, I'm not gonna lie, I do kind of think about it.
It's not coming back.
It's not coming back, but I hope they do bring it back. Barnes, you should bring it back, because I'm a fan.
Please.
I'm a fan. That was a really good cookie.
Name it the Maria.
It was so good. It is brown. It was so good. That cookie was so good.
It was?
It was so good.
How good?
Real good.
Real good?
Yeah. Just like you.
What spooky do you have?
Oh, I was gonna ask you actually the same thing.
Oh my god, were you really?
Yeah, but I'll
go. Sorry, I just figured that since I'm gonna be...
Yeah, chomping
enjoying
away.
My gua sha. Hold on, can I get... Not gua sha, that is hua sha. Oh my god. Damn, bitch, was like a dynasty.
I just need some water.
Wait, can I give them a little...
Yeah, give them some ASMR. Give them what you need to give them.
I feel like I've really, like, I feel like these last few episodes I've really been lacking on the really? ASMR.
Oh
I feel like
God, I don't... How I dare you?
I know, so...
You know they like that. Come on.
Ew.
What?
It's gonna sound so nasty.
Yay, but that's what you want to give them, no?
And, hold on. Something fun. If you want to see an entire 15-20 minute video of me doing ASMR, I'm actually making an ASMR video right now. Where I try out ASMR. It made me... Okay, so sometimes I really do make myself kick my feet. And the theme that I went for was, like, water. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, switching a water bottle around, and I hit the microphone. And, bitch, I tried so hard to keep it together while I was filming. But that shit was so funny. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Oh,
what food do you have?
Okay.
I'm scared.
I'm reading from this article. I decided to find some scary stories from here, from where we live, South Carolina. So,
no.
Let's see if you get spooked. I got a little spooked by zucchini just now. I was like, what is that? Okay. So this one is ghosts caught on camera. Ghosts of the Excuse me?
I was gonna see. I'll see how long you'd let me.
Not very long.
What? Go.
Right when I was about to read, you lifted it up. I was like, no fucking way. Do what you gotta do first. You good? Okay. Okay. Ghost of the USS Yorktown at Patriots Point. Okay. It's no secret that Charleston is one of South Carolina's most haunted cities. The SCETV production team decided to highlight a place with lots of claims of unexplained paranormal phenomenon. The USS Yorktown at Patriots Point. Do you believe these photos actually caught a ghost, or do you think this is all hocus pocus photos? What the fuck? I don't see anything.
You don't see a woman? There's like a woman over there. Or maybe like, or maybe it could be like the sailor.
Like, I need more proof. What? That could like.
Yeah,
like
that could literally be anything though.
Girl, can I have some water?
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna be back.
Let's take
like a little break.
Banana. Hello. What?
Anyways, I was gonna say I'm finally replenished my throat.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to say what our minions say.
Oh, Okay, I was gonna say on to my next story. Okay.
Okay.
The story of America's first convicted female serial killer, Lavina Fisher, and her husband John.
I love that
Randy
name.
Motel. Lavina Fisher.
Lavina, I think that's a kind of a cunt name.
I think it's a pretty name. Okay. Ran a motel of sorts north of Charleston over 200 years ago that weary travelers would stop for at night. Unfortunately, they would never continue their journey. Lavina would offer them a cup of tea that she had poisoned just enough to make the guests extremely drowsy. When nighttime fell and the victim was fast asleep, John would pull a lever that opened a trap door below the bed, sending both it and the innocent soul tumbling down into the abyss below. That's scary. That's like, scary. You're just sleeping, and then you just start falling. Like, you wake up to falling.
I know.
Have you ever woken up like that, that dream?
It's like you're having a dream that you're falling, but then you don't actually fall. But then imagine you have the dream that you're falling, and then you wake up and you're actually falling.
I feel like that would happen to me. Because you know me. In my dreams, I laughed. In my dream, I laughed, and I woke up laughing. I screamed in my dream, and I woke up screaming.
I used to have a bunk bed, and I woke up falling out of the bunk bed one time.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, it wasn't the most, Oh, and then one time, my sister was on my bed. Mm-hmm. My sister was on my bed, or I was getting up to get onto her bed. And I jumped up, and I kneed her square in the fucking nose. And it started, like, gushing blood everywhere. Yeah. And then I was the one that cried.
Honestly, I know the nose is pretty easy to, like, make it bleed.
Never had one.
Really? I've had plenty of nosebleeds.
Never have.
Oh my gosh. One. Remember how I told you how I make that sound on my nose? I remember when I was younger, like, if I just did it hard enough, obviously, like, my nose would bleed. And I loved doing it so that I could get out of class.
I only did it actually like one year.
It was in fifth grade. I really went through a moment where I was just like,
"You fucking crazy!"
And then it bleed. And then I'd go to the nurse.
You're in the back of the classroom. You fucking psychopath!
And I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
I literally don't know why I have a nosebleed.
Also, I sometimes have nosebleeds for like no reason. Like I have nosebleeds. Sometimes I'll go through periods where it'll just like keep happening, like for like a course of a few days, and then it'll like stop. And it won't do it again for, like, a while.
Ooh,
like, it hasn't happened to me in a while. Like, I know it's... I've gone through courses of it.
Never had one. Oh, I thought it says hello. Yeah, I've never had one.
Oh my gosh, it's probably getting them, like, ASMR.
I don't even know. Like, the thought of it, like, really confuses me. And I don't understand. Like, does it just feel like a runny nose?
Yeah, but also, like, I hate when it, like, is going down your throat. You can also taste it. Ugh. I don't really like that feeling that much. But, like, yeah, it honestly does feel like a runny nose. Because, like, that's how, like, you know, it's happening. Because, like, you feel it.
And, like, it doesn't hurt?
Nah. Well, I mean, if, like, something happened to you, yeah, it would hurt. Like, someone hit you.
Ooh!
But, like, if it just, like, happens, no.
Never had one. Can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby girl. I don't want
That's interesting. Anyway, let's keep reading this story. Sorry.
Tell me about Lavina.
So, the innocent people, they'll just, like, fall, you
okay,
know, from their bed.
Yeah.
Okay. One traveler by the name of John Peoples managed to escape. He didn't care for tea, so he poured it down the sink when Lavina wasn't looking to spare her feelings. Since he wasn't poisoned, He didn't get tired enough to lay in the bed before it fell. Upon seeing it occur, he ran out of the house all the way to the police station to report his sightings. Upon investigation, police eventually found all the bodies of the missing people buried beneath the house. Oh my gosh. And arrested the couple. They were both hanged in the old jail pictured above. Locals say you can see their apparitions haunting the building to this day. This is one of the most well-known and creepiest Charleston, South Carolina ghost stories. It's because you leaned in. I'm like, the picture isn't there.
I know. Not,
and then I started studying because I thought it was funny. But I was like, that's the jail.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Do we know what they look like? Like
where they they did not provide me that picture.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Let me tell the website. It's onlyinyourstate.com. Thank you. Okay, I'll tell one more. Yeah, let's see. The Ghost of Battery Carriage House. Yeah. The Legend of the Former Orphan House. Yeah. The Ghost of Dock Street Theater.
Hold on, wait. I need you to read the first one again.
Like, hold on. Ooh. The Moaning Dungeon Pirates.
Ooh.
I want to hear about that. Oh, so short. Let's do it. I'm not giving you the option now. Anyways.
I want to hear about the orphanage.
we'll do it next, I guess. We can add another. Okay. The old exchange and Protestant dungeon used to house pirates who came ashore and committed atrocities, denied food and water awaiting execution. All they had the energy to do was moan in the protest of their situation. Even though nobody has been held prisoner there in a very long time, the staff of the building today claim to hear low moans from below the floorboards and eerie creaking footsteps. Ooh. Okay, that's not scary at all. Ooh, the teacher of Pugin's Porch.
Your legs look so shiny.
Yeah? Okay, the polite ghost of Fort Sumter. The weeping woman of St. Philip's Church.
Ooh, I like that one. That one's nice.
That's the last one. So.
Oh, let's do the weeping woman.
Okay, let's do her. Okay. Although the current church has only been around since 1838, the graveyards behind it have been untouched since their establishment in 1768.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a long time. Anyways, a mother who died from blood loss after giving birth to a stillborn child is buried there, along with her baby. That's sad. Okay. Many paranormal investigators have visited the cemetery to take pictures, and nearly all of their prints have come back with the image of a woman standing over a graveyard, weeping. This is the ghost of the woman mourning her baby until her baby's ultimately demise. These are some pretty creepy South Carolina ghost stories. Let's see. Where is she?
I don't think she's in the picture.
Yeah, I think that's just like a picture.
I think it's just a picture.
Yeah, that's just a picture of the place, man.
Weird.
Yeah, okay, so you won't hear about the orphanage?
Can you believe that, though? Like that must really suck. Imagine, like, you give birth, and then the baby's dead, and then you die anyway, and you're like, are you for real? Like, you couldn't even keep one of us?
So sad.
Why does he want us both? Sorry. Mm-hmm. So why does he want us both?
That literally is insane. Anyways.
Anyway, let's hear about this orphanage.
Yeah, the legend of the former orphan house. Okay, the Charleston Orphan House was...
I'm looking at the camera and, like, I don't have my glasses on, so everything looks blurry. But I can tell that my face is yellow, but I can't tell what shade. So, like, this and my face look, like, the same shade right now. And literally, like, while you're telling one of the stories, I look at the camera and just go... Bitch, I look crazy.
Sorry. Girl, I love the way you look. Okay.
I love the way you look.
Oh. Ah! Will you smack me first? Okay, anyways. The Charleston Orphan House was in operation until 1918, when a devastating devastating fire supposedly destroyed the entire building and the children. Oh my god, you licked me! No, you licked me and it scared me. Why is that tongue rough?
That's how all cast tongues are.
Yeah, but like I was not expecting. Zuki, am I dirty? Why did you do that? Is he looking at you too?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, anyways.
But I know he thinks I'm Darby.
If he looks me in. I thought he was about to look me.
Oh.
Okay, oh, he has something in there. Okay. Anyways. When a devastating fire supposedly destroyed the entire building and the children who were housed in it, there have since been other businesses built on the property, and people have reported seeing children running around and hearing light footsteps and high-pitched shrieks. That's scary. Imagine you heard that. Oh my gosh, that's scary to hear, like, here in your house, too.
Yeah. I would probably fucking, I would literally die.
Would you think it's your cats?
Running?
Yeah, would you think, like, if you heard a real, like, loudly, would you, like, instantly be like, oh, this is probably, like, a thunder zook? You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Probably, or would you instantly be, like, scared?
I'd probably instantly be scared, because honestly, I don't think I've ever heard them, like, make a, like, super loud, super loud noise. If anything, the loudest thing that they do is, like, knock something over, and then they're not even the ones making the sound. It's just, like,
them it's just a thing that
it's the thing over. Falling over. And so they're not really loud.
Okay.
He fucking meows all the time, though.
So have you heard him shrieks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, also, I will say a children's shriek and a cat shriek. Very different.
Well,
do you think that?
Very similar. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to say you think. To be honest, I don't even know a cat shriek, but, like, I don't think it's anything, like, the same. Anyways. Blah 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 blah. Have the children angry about their ultimately demise come back to haunt anyone occupying the premises? I guess you'll have to find out yourself if you dare. Perhaps you should visit and then take a haunted road trip in South Carolina. So if you want to see that orphanage, I guess, and experience that, you can take a road trip if you don't live here already. This is the orphanage.
Try and visit if you dare.
Okay, someone else tell us your spooky stories. Oh, I love your necklace one.
You want to hear some of my spooky stories?
That's scary, okay. Girl.
So, a lot of these, if you're a long-time listener, you've probably heard before. But I feel like...
A little fresher.
Yeah, and the way that I tell stories, especially back then, I really don't like the way I tell stories. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm trying to improve on the way that I tell stories. Mm-hmm. And so, I want... Oh my god, that was so hard
for me. Yeah, I know.
I want you to tell me... How you think I did after...
Like, rate you?
Yeah.
Like, I'll rate
you 1 out of 10. Ooh! Okay, yeah. Rate my stories on, like, how, like, could you visualize it?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll rate you.
Did you get lost? Okay. So, I took some notes on the necklace story. So, this is going to be...
I love a good chunky cat, bro. Like, I just love a chunky cat.
I love
how big he is.
I want to just take him. I want to skin him alive.
I love how he's literally Garfield.
I know, he's so cute.
Oh my gosh,
cute.
Fallen Olive Garden and, like, Garfield are having a collaboration right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited for them.
Oh my gosh, Zuki, that could have been you.
It could have been you. Oh.
Okay, so tell us your anyway, scary stories.
So, one time. Okay, we're setting the scene. It is like, it was summertime, for sure. It was before my parents. It was like my parents were on like a date night, so it was probably like 7:30, right? Mm-hmm. So, the sun's still in the air, but like it's not like crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little crazy. Anyway.
So it's crazy.
It's summertime around 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's summertime around 7 p.m. And me and two of my sisters are outside having a little fun. We're playing with a Ouija board, and we start talking to this woman, as we come to realize, mm-hmm. and she was telling us that she used to be an aunt to this kid, and the kid, and just, she like was talking about the kid and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so we were in the front, I don't know why we did in the front yard, but we did in the front yard, and from the front yard, you could see like the windows of my parents' bedroom, oh. And so they have two windows, and then there's a third window that's like in their closet, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, if you live there, you know what window is which. Yeah. And so, while we were playing with the board, we look up and we see the closet light flickering on and off, right?
Oh my god.
And so we're like, that's
not... Was anyone else in the house?
Nope, there's no one there. My parents were on date night, there was no one else there. Oh my god, sorry. And so, we say goodbye, because one thing about us, we've always known...
You gotta say goodbye.
Like, are you fucking...
Y'all don't play around. Y'all ain't stupid.
No, we ain't stupid. So, we say goodbye. We go inside. There's no one there.
Oh my gosh. What are you doing? Someone would have been in there. Oh my gosh, that's scary.
See that? I don't know.
Did you guys, like, look around in, like, every, like, closet?
We look...
Or, like, just, like, look in that closet. Like, what did you guys do?
We looked around the house, but we looked majority in my parents' bedroom.
How old were you guys? Because that's scary. And if y'all were, like, kids, were y'all, like, kids? Like, 7? Like, how old were you?
I would say my sister was definitely late teens, like 18, 19. And okay. So that would have put me 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you guys weren't that young. Okay. For some reason, like, I thought y'all were, like actual, like, kids. Like, no, 7. No. Oh my god, you're, like, 7. And I was like, damn.
I would say 10, 11, 12. I was somewhere in that age range. So we check the house. There's no one in the house. Weird. Anyway, my sister goes to her room, and she finds this necklace. And the necklace was like, I still remember it. It was like this. It was like a leather strap, but you know what necklaces are like. They're like they have like it's almost like a cord, but it's like obviously not like cord material. It's like fabric almost. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like that, and then it had a silver pendant that was a cross. Mm-hmm. And so my sister went and she hung it up on. She was like, well, first of all, she asked us. She was like, where'd you where could.
Like, who's this? Like, yeah, like, here?
My words is disappearing. She asked around the house. She even asked my stepmom, like, hey, Dom, did you put this on my bed? No one knew where it came from. She was like, weird. She hung it up on her. She has this, like, or she had this, like, tree. It was, like, an all-black tree, and you would hang your jewelry on it. I loved it. I loved it. I wanted it so bad. And she hung it on the tree, mm-hmm. and we, like, stopped thinking about it. And then a few days later, we looked back at the tree, bitch, the necklace is gone, mm-hmm. and we were never able to find the necklace. Oh my God. We never found the necklace. We asked my stepmom, we asked our parents about it, they never mm-hmm. touched the necklace, no, our other siblings touched the necklace, we never found the necklace.
Gosh. Do you think you're one of your siblings did, like, actually grab it and just, like, have him fess it up?
I don't know.
You should ask him now, years know. Later. Because, like, what if, like, because honestly, what if you, like, they did, just, like, didn't want to fess up, but that's scary, though. Like, where did it even come from?
No, literally.
Like, where did it go, though?
So that plus the flickering lights in the closet. And I knew. Like, there was no one in that house when the lights were flickering. What the fuck is going on?
That's terrifying.
What the fuck is going on? But that actually, now that you remind me of that, that might have been another story. It's not, scary.
No, like, tell us.
It's scary.
Oh.
But it's not, like, spooky. But it's scary.
Okay, tell me.
So, me and my three stepbrothers used to share a room, right? But my stepbrothers weren't there on the weekends, and there. Yeah.
They're all packed.
I know, but my stepbrothers weren't there on the weekends, and I was only there during the week, so usually it was just, like, my own room, basically.
Oh, okay.
Just with two bunk beds in it. Mm-hmm. So, we used to share a room, and my stepbrothers were really... They're, first of all, it's like a bunch of, like, little boys in a room, basically. Not very gonna be the cleanest environment. Uh-huh. But
I mean, yeah, I wasn't thinking it would be.
No.
Four boys in one room? I don't think so.
That was never the cleanest environment. But one time, my mom was doing a deep clean of the room, right? Uh-huh. And you need to know the state of this closet. Because it was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Cool, how was
it? It was nasty. Mm-hmm. It was, like, just, like, piled up, clothes everywhere, trash everywhere in that closet. It was gnarly. Uh-huh. And so my mom's cleaning out the closet. And she finds a bowl.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. And it has, like, food in it already?
She finds a bowl, uh-huh. and someone pooped. someone pooped in the bowl.
What?
Someone pooped in the bowl and threw it to the back of the closet.
Bitch, you slept in that room. Oh my God! And how y'all not? That room had to smell so fucking nasty. You didn't even smell the shit. The actual shit.
It was like in the back.
Well,
of
like
the
still.
I don't know.
I feel like it's like a dead body. Even know. If you stuff it away somewhere, you're still gonna smell it or something. Like actual
know.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know that shit was like on stuff too. Cause like something had to be like on top of it. Was nothing like on top of it? Was it literally just like what?
I don't know. I wasn't there when my mom was cleaning the room.
I feel like it had to be spread out also. Cause like it would have to be. Ugh. That's nasty.
I wasn't there because my mom cleaned it on a weekend. Oh my God. And
no one fessed it up? Like, what happened afterwards?
We still don't know. And literally, like, maybe like a year ago, me and my sister made a group chat with mm-hmm. all of my brothers. And we're like, who the fuck did the poop bowl? Mm-hmm. Like, and no one, to this day, no one's fessed up to it.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck did the poop bowl?
Was it you?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I can't believe I've never told you that story before.
No, girl, ew, that's nasty. That's nasty.
My mom said no more food in the room after that.
Oh, no,
like no more dishes in the room. Like you're not doing. Like, that's not like.
I hope she didn't get that dish.
No,
throwing away that dish.
No, but, yeah.
Oh God.
But I will say my mom did prank me because I asked her about it. And she goes, yeah, we like still use it. And I said, what? And she was like, yeah, it's like still in like still in the. She was lying. She was pranking me. But bitch, I was gagged. I was like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
So
I'm like, which one is it? Because I'm throwing it away.
Yeah, no. I can't believe I've never told you that story before. That's like, it's funny, but so crazy. Yeah, no, it's...
Ew. That's what... I'm scared. I can't believe you were in there. That's one of the crazy... And you can smell it.
That's one of the craziest stories to me, I think. It's just like...
I'm terrified. That's scary. That's nasty.
Oh, I know. I know. And I live there. I still remember the message that my mom sent my sister. I didn't have a phone at the time. I was like, and my mom sent my sister a text message, ask Nathaniel if he pooped in a bowl right now. My sister showed me the message, I was like, what are you even talking about? Oh my god. And then I got back to my mom's house, and her and my stepdad sat me down, and she said, did you poop in a bowl and throw it in the back of your closet? And I said, literally, what are you talking about? Oh my god. I know, literally, I was like...
Like, no, I didn't
like, shit I was, in a bowl. I was almost, like, laughing.
Well, yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
I was almost, like, laughing. And to this day, we still don't
know.
Wait,
how old were you guys? Because I don't even know y'all's ages. How old were you guys?
I was definitely, I was definitely 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Somewhere in those 4 years. And I have one younger brother who's 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
And I have a brother who's the same age as me and a brother who is 2 years older than us. So we are all from like 10 and under.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe like 12 and under.
Ew, you're nasty. I mean, it makes it funny. You guys were just like, I guess, kind of kids. But so it's like still like, even as a kid doing that, it's nasty.
Yeah. I need to know who the fuck it was. That's
fucking nasty.
Yeah, I know. But I can't. That's like a monumental moment in my life. I can't believe I've never told you that.
Can't believe you never told me that. That's nasty.
A story that I think about. Like, me and Anna have like jokes about it.
God, that's nasty.
I know. Anyway.
I'm sorry. That's all you think about. That's nasty. That's disgusting.
It's scary.
Shitting in a bowl.
Anyway, I just have one more story that I'd like to retell. God. Just one more. This is my explicit DSI story. Do you remember her?
Oh my god, it's so scary.
Okay, so...
Biggie spooky.
How was my first storytelling?
Oh my gosh, it was pretty good. Until you were, like, at a loss for words.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Okay.
I'm messing up, yeah. Oh my gosh, I just touched your tit.
Okay, I'm gonna try and tell this one.
I was gonna say... Oh, I didn't even finish...
Oh, sorry.
Rating. I was gonna say, I give it right now, so far, I give it an 8.
Oh my god, really? Did you feel transported?
Yes, I've been having a good time.
Oh my god, thank you. I'm hoping that... Okay, so my next story also took place during the summertime. A lot of the time when it was like summertime, I would spend the whole summer at my dad's house.
Yeah.
But I would spend most of the school year at my mom's house anyway. Mm-mm-mm. And so that's how it would go. And so there was one of the summer times, and it was me and like all my siblings. Okay. We were living at my dad's house. So it was like me, 3 of my sisters, and 1 of my brothers, right? Mm-hmm. All in one roof. And so usually those summers... I'm not gonna lie, I think back on my life, and, like, some of those summers are, like, one of the most fondest. Like, I really loved having all my siblings in the house when we were, like, all together. I loved it. Because I'm not really close with any of them anymore. And I noticed when I was at the pool the other day with my family, I have a hard time interacting with them now. Because I don't really know how to anymore.
No, that's how I feel, too. Like, yesterday when I went to that quince, like, that's how I kind of feel with, like, some of my family. Because, like, I knew them when I was younger, but, like, somehow I hadn't seen, like, years. Like, actual years. So, I'm, like... It was kind of, like, awkward interacting, but, like, I still interacted with, like, I didn't know you at some point. Mm-hmm. Kind of good.
And now I feel like
I also kind of go through that.
If I'm being honest, I feel like I really don't
That's
know.
That's also why I'm, like, also mortified that, like, I was seeing like that. Like, I haven't seen some of these people, especially the ones that were in front of me, in years with Daniel.
Oh, the
one? And I'm 3 margaritas in and got my red dress on tonight. I thought I was, like, listen, I know I was loud, but I did not know it was that loud. Like... I just keep thinking.
Really? What?
I can only imagine it.
Literally, the girl turned her entire body. Like, it wasn't even her head. She said.
That's insane that I didn't even notice. She said. Also. Like, that's insane. I'm mortified. Like, I've seen Sonny's in years. And that's what they experienced.
I loved it. I loved it. Anyway.
Well, I loved it until I found that out. I didn't know I did that. Anyways, keep going.
So
anyway,
we were all living in the same roof.
Yeah.
I was around 9, 10. I would say I was probably around like 10.
Okay.
And all my siblings are older than me. So my sister is 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So like 12. Mm-hmm. And then my other sister is 4 years older than me. So like 14. Mm-hmm. And then like 16. And then like 18 living in the house, right?
Okay. So like literally every like age.
So my brother wasn't home at the time. So it was just me and my 3 other sisters, right?
Okay.
And so we were vibing, we were having a good time. And a lot of things that we really like to do would be like ghost investigate, because we were convinced that the house was haunted, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm even more convinced. Mm-hmm. But we were convinced that the house was haunted. So, like, literally anytime we were alone while the parents were at work, we were ghost investigating. We were pulling pranks on each other. Mm-hmm. One time we got into a fight ring. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, literally, like, it was like reality. It was like a TV show, like, they would animate. So, we were ghost investigating, and I was like, guys, I'm going to take my DSi. It was blue. It was so pretty. And I'm going to take it into the bonus room. It was, like, down this really spooky hallway. And they had we had paintings on both sides of the hallway. It's so spooky. It's not my fave. And mm-hmm. the bonus room is so dark because they keep blackout curtains in there. So, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to take my DSi in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to record a voice note. Because you remember on the DSi, you could do voice notes. I'm going to record a voice note, and I'm going to see if I can hear anything.
Yeah.
So, I go down the hallway. Literally, it was like a cartoon. Like, my three sisters were at the end of the hallway, and I remember turning around and seeing them, and they're all, like, almost huddled together. And I was like, oh, they literally feel like a cartoon. And so, I go in there, pre-puberty, I ask, if there's anyone here, say something. Right? And so, I walk out, and I'm like, guys, I got it. Yeah. Like, I recorded, and I asked. I haven't listened to it yet. Let's all listen together. Mm-hmm. And so, we're literally, like, we're standing in the hallway. Like, we're standing, like, so the hallway comes out, and there's, like, a landing where, like, it's, like, one bedroom, my parents' bedroom, the stairs, right? Uh-huh. So we're standing in the middle of that at the end of the hallway, and we're all gathered, in front of my DS, mm-hmm. and I press play, and you hear my, like, literally, like, 10, so high. Plus, I'm a fag, so it's even higher, and so you hear it, and then when I get done, I could describe it as a man's voice. A man.
Oh my god.
A man.
I'm here.
It was so deep, and I was, like, at that time, I wasn't able to produce, like, a voice that sounded that deep.
Yeah.
I don't still think I can't produce a voice that sounded that deep, but it was loud and clear that said,
give us your deepest voice thing right now. Give it to us.
Or...
What?
I can't do it right now.
What are you doing?
Anyway.
It's not like the grunt.
I was trying to do my chorus trick where, like, I start really high and go really down. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
okay.
Like, it was so deep, and, like, it was very obvious that it wasn't me, but it was very clear that it said, I'm here.
Yeah.
A
car?
And that scared me.
There's a car.
It was very obvious that it said, I'm here, so that really freaked me out.
Yeah.
And so we all, like, literally, like, we screamed. We all ran into the bathroom, and we hid in there. Mm-hmm. And then my dad has an alarm system that when you open the door, it says what door opened, right? Mm-hmm. From the doors on the outside, right? Yeah. So, like, garage door. And so we're sitting there, and we hear a voice start talking, but we didn't realize it was the thing just saying garage door. So we all just start screaming at the top of our lungs, and we open the door, and my brother's standing at the top of the stairs like, literally, what the fuck is going on? And so we told him what happened, and he was like,
he was entertained. He was like, no, what the fuck are
literally
going on?
Wasn't even entertained. He was like, literally, what are you talking about?
Wait, you guys even showed him, like, the DSI
recording? We showed him the clip. He's like,
this is nothing.
Literally was like, I don't care.
Really? Did he actually hear it, though? Like, the voice?
Yeah, my brother's always kind of been like that, though.
You kind of just, like, brush it off.
Yeah, he's always kind of been like that. We're not really close. We've never really been close.
Oh, really?
I still remember one time he moved in for a period of time, and since it was my dad's house and I wasn't there, only on weekends, he moved into my room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you would have to, like, share the room.
And so, and my dad's house was the only time growing up that I had my own room, but I needed that time. I needed that time, bro! And so, sometimes he'd have his girlfriend sleep over.
Really?
And, like...
And she'd sleep over? I'd feel so awkward.
I would... Yeah, me too.
Like,
but you see,
my girlfriend's brother's, like, right next to me. Like, I... No.
Well, you see, it would piss me off, because usually I'd get off work, and I would just go straight into my room. But then I couldn't anymore, because she was usually in there. And so I would go, and I would just go sit in that scary bonus room. And a lot of times I would fall asleep in there because they were canoodling on my floor on an air mattress.
Yeah. No, yeah. You were giving them their time to do what they needed to do, though.
And this was fresh COVID times, 2020.
Oh, wow.
And so I think a lot of my COVID, a lot of 2020, I still remember spending in my bonus room. And so, like, anytime I go in there, I still really love being in there. Because, like, I spent a lot of time in there. Mm-hmm. It was scary at one point, though.
Yeah.
I still don't. Why? I still. No,
it
I just
spooked you out.
I still don't really like going in there, like, looking down the hallway and seeing, like, it's literally, like, the room looked almost pitch black except for like the beginning of it. It's like so scary.
Oh, that's scary, yeah.
And like looking down, especially that hallway at night, mm-hmm. I still like, you know me, my 3 a.m. serial runs. Like I would like flick off the light and I would just sprint down the stairs as quietly and as fast as. Because it was so scary. And then, like, leaving the kitchen, turning off that light, and sprinting up the stairs to make sure nothing got me from behind.
Oh, my gosh, but yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, are you ready to go ahead and wrap up this?
I'm ready to wrap it all up, girl.
Okay, Maria, I have a fun little question.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, guys, we're on all streaming platforms.
On social media.
What?
I want to see what you do. I would interrupt you with.
Girl, I'm turning back at you and looking at you like, what the fuck was that?
Where can everyone find us?
I'll be on a roll and everything too. Like,
where can
oh
everyone
gosh.
Find us?
Well, hopefully I can say this without any interruptions now. You can find us on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, we are the Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to find me on TikTok, I'm What's up underscore Maria, and on Instagram I'm xo.xo.maria with the A's at end. Girl, I feel like I have a hair on me. Is there a hair on me? Like in this region?
Mm-mm.
I don't know how I feel something. Okay, keep going. It's your turn now.
Oh.
Where can I find you? Sorry. I just feel like there's a hair on me. Oh my gosh.
Well, if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter. Nope, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Yeah. All at Nathaniel Next. And if you want to find me on Twitter, it's just going to be Nathaniel underscore Next.
Oh, your nickel.
A lot easier put to find away. Now. Yeah, put that fucking shit away. A lot easier to find. Make sure you go find my YouTube channel because I'm working on 3 videos at the current moment. Should I share what they are?
We're going to
share
what they are. Didn't you already?
I think I did.
High ones? But like, you can still say it again. I mean,
I'm working on reacting to TikToks while high video. I'm working on a little ASMR video, and I'm also working on a bettering myself video, and those are all three coming out within this month, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Within this month, the last one...
I mean, yeah, we are still in, like, the beginning of July.
The last one will probably come out either at the end of this month or at the beginning of August next month.
Can't wait for the beginning of August.
I can't wait for the beginning of August.
Should we tell
okay.
them?
Because for y'all who don't know, next
month during this time
next
because like literally we're going on the 8th so like tomorrow will be the day
we're going on the 9th
oh we're going on
that yeah we're going on the 9th we're going back to our city the Chatterbox Crew mm-hmm. is going to be taking over New York City
New
again
city!
And this time we're coming prepared we're coming with our license ready to show that we're 21
mm-hmm. This is a little birthday trip
it's my birthday trip I'm gonna get listen to me I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna get that.
They dragged
I'm not
crazy.
Gonna get that.
I would definitely just stop you before that.
Oh yeah.
Right out of the drag it, girl. No, I'm stopping you. Oh, you want some water?
She's. We want some water. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and skedaddle. Maria, I've had such the best time today.
Me too.
I'm so glad.
I always have a great time with the minions. I love the minions.
Do y'all like this minion?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Show them cheeks, girl.
I should have done that. Anyway. Gun. Bye. Bye.